If a person arrives when the Salat al-Jama'ah has begun, they can still join it and get the rewards of praying in Jama'ah. The best time to join it is when the Imam has not completed his ruku', i.e. he is still in Qiyam or ruku'. Once the Imam raises his head from ruku', you would have missed out in joining that rak'ah. Here are some examples on how to join Salat al-Jama'ah midway to get a clearer understanding. Ali arrives late for Maghrib. He hears the Imam reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, so he knows it is the first or the second rak'ah. He finds a spot to stand and joins the Jama'ah. He does his Takbiratul Ihram and starts listening to the Imam. This is Ali's first rak'ah, but he is not sure if the Imam is on his first or second rak'ah. When the Imam finishes reciting the two surahs, he does the Takbir and goes to ruku'. Ali realizes this is the first rak'ah, so he simply continues with the Jama'ah as others. The second example. Ali arrives late for Maghrib again. He sees the Imam in ruku'. So what does Ali do? Ali quickly joins, he says his Takbiratul Ihram, he pauses slightly for Qiyam, and then he goes to ruku'. The Imam performs the two sajdas, Ali follows as normal. Now the Imam is reciting Tashahud. Ali cannot recite Tashahud because it's his first rak'ah. So he raises his knees a little while supporting himself with his fingers on the ground. Ali then simply listens. The Imam stands up for his third rak'ah and recites the four tasbihat. Ali stands up, but it's his second rak'ah. He recites Surah Al-Fatiha and the second surah if there is enough time. Now the Imam has done ruku' and the two sajdas. Ali does the same. Ali skips the kunut if there is no time and follows the Imam. The Imam is reciting Tashahud and Ali does the same. Now the Imam is saying his taslim to finish the prayer. Ali cannot say his taslim as he is still on his second rak'ah. Ali now stands back up and finishes his prayer as normal by himself. Here are some important notes. If anyone is praying Salat al-Qasr, a traveler's prayer, he should try to avoid standing in the first line, since if he chooses to remain seated after the two rak'ahs, he will become an obstruction to the people connected to him, rendering their Salat al-Jama'ah invalid and void. Should your prayer be the same as the Imam's? No, you can pray Salat al-Maghrib, for example, behind an Imam who is leading Salat al-Isha, and vice versa. When you join the Imam and he is in ruku', you must do the following. Takbiratul Ihram, and then pause for Qiyam, and then go to ruku'. And also, joining the Imam during the move from Qiyam to ruku' is not accepted.